Hello, I am Reverend Dr. Michelle Smith, and this is the Force of Light podcast. As always, I thank you for tuning in today's episode, and I hope that it is a blessing to you. And for those of you that it is a blessing, I want to encourage you to share today's episode with someone that maybe comes to mind as you are listening to this episode. Well, today I have a special guest. He's been on previously on the Force of Light podcast, and that is Reverend Kevin Presso. Yes, he did an episode with me probably in 2022, I would say at this point. It's been a minute, but we talked about not trusting your feelings and how our feelings can be deceptive to us. And shout out to Tabitha out there. She recently had gone back and listened to that episode and talked about how much it had blessed her. And it just kind of made me think, I need to reach out to Kevin again, because as those of you who listen know, I've kind of hinted at and kind of already began to address how I said that this year I would have several episodes that are kind of connected to mental health, as mental health has become such a thing in all over the world, really. I was going to say the U.S., but really everywhere, it seems, as depression rates and anxiety rates seem to keep increasing, even amongst younger people, just kind of going through, kind of skyrocketed over the last couple years. And today I want to talk about what we, you know, just one element. I will discuss this further in some other areas on another day. But while I have Reverend Kevin here with me, I wanted for us to look at a scripture that I'm sure many of you will know, Philippians 4:8. But I want to talk today about what just this one aspect of what we can do, because of course, mental health, right there, it's in the word mental. It's in our minds. It's something that's impacting our mind, and scripture can impact our mind in a very positive way. I even think of the book of Romans, that we are to have a renewing of our mind. And I would say that probably needs to be pretty much daily. And one way we can renew our mind, and probably the most effective way to have that renewal of the mind, is through, I would say, reading scripture. But let me go ahead and read Philippians 4:8, and then Kevin and I will discuss this. Philippians 4:8, reading from the New American Standard Bible, says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So, Kevin, I'll kind of turn it over to you. When you think about mental health and that scripture, what kind of comes to your mind there?
It's a great verse. And yeah. Especially depending on the context that you read this in, too, I find, whether you're talking from just your own personal experience, whether you're talking about if you're any kind of leadership position, whether that's just leading in your family or leading in your business or your nonprofit or your church, we're all going to kind of hit this verse from a different angle, right?
Yes.
And first and foremost, I believe, you know, scripture is supposed to change us. Doesn't matter what your title is. Doesn't matter what your job is.
Definitely.
And you don't go through scripture just to prep a sermon and not let it change you.
We shouldn't.
We really shouldn't. And I tell my church all the time that most of my sermons are for me. And if anyone else benefits from them, praise God. So this verse for me has definitely been very impactful, especially after the last 4 years.
Yes.
Because the last 4 years have been exhausting.
They have been. And is it not crazy to think that come March, late February, we're almost right at 4 years of when everyone's lives were kind of just, exactly. I don't want to say torn apart, but really like everything just kind of got thrown out of helter skelter, it felt like.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
Like every family, like every individual, every business, every church, everything had to wrestle through
yes
change. And I don't know about where you live, but up here where I live, up in the frozen Canadian weather, we're slow to change because it's cold up here. So so a verse like this, I think, is so crucial, especially now that we find ourselves in the recovery of the last 4 years.
Yes, absolutely.
Like I was talking to our youth pastor just the other day, and she was sharing, like, the young kids that are coming into our youth ministry now, like the middle school age kids, the way we did youth ministry 5 years ago is not connecting with them at all.
Interesting. Like,
at all. Because they were that younger, that kind of the older elementary age. They got locked down. They got masks at school. Like everything that happened, and whether you're for it or against it, doesn't matter. It's how it happened.
It still had an impact.
It had a huge impact on their mental health.
Yes.
Their view of crowds, their view of being in a with a whole bunch of people, their view of masks, everything. So suddenly, back in the day, you put on a pizza Nerf night, you get like 500 kids show up, you know. Now, you can't even get 10. They just won't come.
Yeah.
Because of the state of their mental health. Right. Yeah. And so I don't think we fully grasped the challenges that are coming because of the last 4 years. So something like this to ground us, because there's so many fearful things to think about.
There are. And I know you're online. It's like everything. And I know you just took a recent, I think, hiatus from Twitter, X, whatever people want to call it. But there is just so much negativity everywhere. And especially, again, you talk about a younger generation, them being on social media and just the impact that can have, but pretty much just everything is loud in our society right now. Everything is, people are angry, just kind of across the board. And even that element can really begin to weigh on our mental, just on us mentally and spiritually. Absolutely. Ultimately.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, even in the last few years, even seeing the rise of angry church leaders.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like I've had so many conversations with people who felt I wasn't angry enough over the last 4 years. And I should have frowned and blah, defend the truth and all these different things. And I'm like, whoa. Like, let's actually go back to your Bible. Like, I got my big honking Bible. Like, go back to your Bible here. What kind of pastor do you want to follow?
Yeah.
You want to be following this guy who's blowing up and running off the handle? It's like there's qualifications in here. And a man who's like, you know, a man or a woman who's like giving into anger. And my favorite qualification of an elder is thought of well by outsiders. There's a nice litmus test for our leaders, you know.
It is. That's actually a test. I think some would fail at.
I've never been asked that question in an interview. To how do non-Christians think of me?
Yeah, that's a good one. But so
the whole anger thing, that we're all subject to it if we're not careful. You know.
Yes.
So how do you guard your mind, guard your heart? Absolutely. Not go down that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, this telling us, and that's what I want to get at, how we as Christians, we have a role to play. Mm-hmm. We have a role to play even in our, just in everything. I very frequently say that everything in the kingdom of God requires our willing participation. Like, yes, right. It is a work of God, but we've got to participate with that work. We have a role to play.
Yeah.
And when it comes to our mental health, we do have a role to play. And I want to look this study up more, but it was one that I heard and was like, well, that sounds accurate to me. But I will say that. I give it this disclaimer. I've not personally taken the time to research this, so I need to do that in the next coming weeks. But I recently heard it claims to be a study, well, we'll put it there, that said that people who read scripture If they read scripture once a week, very little impact. If they read it twice a week, very little impact. Three times a week, very little. But as people began to read scripture four times plus a week, anxiety rates began to decrease drastically. And again, I need to study that one out and find the actual studies, but that bore witness with my spirit, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think because it goes back to the scripture of Philippians 4 and 8, whatever is true. Well, what's true? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yep. Whatever is honorable. Well, I mean, God is good. God is just. God is definitely honorable. Whatever is right. Scripture is filled with different teachings of what is right versus what is wrong. Mm-hmm. What is pure? Jesus talks about purity, and we know that we can be made pure by our faith.
Yeah.
Whatever is lovely and commendable. Mm-hmm. If there's any excellence, anything praiseworthy, think about these things. And I'm trying to think, do you have any just off your top of your head practical things that you could begin to tell them that maybe you do that fits into the scripture?
Yeah. Well, when you talk about like the regular reading of God's word, for me, that's crucial.
Yes.
And I know, and it just sounds like such a Christian thing to say, you know, like it just, especially as a pastor, right? Like you just like, well, the pastor said, you got to read your Bible. But it's just the reality of my own life.
Yes.
You know, like, so what I started doing in 2024 is I'm doing something that I've never done before. Instead of reading scripture, I'm having scripture read to me.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm using the Bible app, and for the very first time, I'm using the audio feature.
Yes.
And I'm making sure I don't do anything else. Like I'm not checking X or Facebook or YouTube while it's playing. Like that's playing.
You're allowing your mind to engage with this.
Yeah. And so someone's reading the scriptures over me.
Yes.
Right. And I sit there in my morning coffee. I usually do this around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I got my morning coffee and you just let the word of God be read to me, which is really powerful compared to trying to read it.
There is power in, I know back in like the early church a lot, say if you went to a service, it would begin by just like reading of lengthy passages of scripture.
Yeah.
And that is something that I think kind of sometimes, at least in America, we've kind of undervalued. Yeah. That there is a power in just hearing scripture read out. And I think back to what Kevin said, for those of you listening, maybe some of you say, well, I'm not the best reader. I don't have time to read or have some excuse for why you can't read. I think that's a really good alternative. Maybe even if it just begins with 10 minutes in your morning, sitting there drinking coffee like Kevin's doing, you know, which app did you say you use for this?
I use the YouVersion Bible app.
Okay. Yeah. So you can use that app. I'd say there's plenty that offer this as well, and just begin to allow the word to wash over you basically, and begin to truly get in your mind and heart, because something that stays on my mind, sometimes I don't feel like when I say people don't grasp it, yes, we kind of get it, but we don't get it at an experiential way. Mm-hmm. Like there's different levels of knowing, like, you know, you know something intellectually, but you don't truly understand it. So there's been some experience there. Mm-hmm. So as far as that, and I feel like sometimes the scripture that I feel is that way for so many people is in Hebrews, when it talks about scripture and it says that it is living and it is active.
Yeah.
And just how powerful scripture can be, whether you're reading it or you're having or listening to someone else read it, it is living and it is active. Like there, things are happening when scripture is being read and being taken into.
Yeah. Well, it's like you mentioned earlier, like about taking your thoughts captive.
Yes.
Right. When Paul talks about that. Right. So suddenly you're engaging with the word of God with your thoughts, you know, like what's going on in your life, what's going on in your church, what's going on with your family, what's going on in the world, what's going on in politics, what's going on in geek culture, like all these things. And so now these thoughts are hitting up against this thought.
Yes.
And you go, wow, okay, well, that YouTube video I just watched, was that really pure?
Yes.
Was that helpful in that moment? It felt really good to rant and rave about the latest episode of whatever. But was that beneficial to me?
Yes.
In that moment, right? And so that's where it's been very beneficial for me personally. And then even in my role as a pastor, then I'm a big believer in authentic leadership. Like we as leaders even I think every Christian really should be leading this, living this way. Because again, what Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians about that, we're in a procession, right? Like we're slaves in a procession, right? So you're showing people who your master is. We're showing that we are slaves to Jesus. Our lives are on display.
Yes.
And so we have to be authentic in that.
Definitely.
And so like even coming out of, when was it, 2021, like I actually shared in it with my church very publicly, my anger that I was struggling with in 2020. Mm-hmm. Like in 2020, my stepmom passed away from cancer. We had the COVID lockdowns, and up here in Canada, the lockdowns were tough. Like they were long. They were very long.
They were quite long.
We had to put our dog down. Like 2020 stunk.
Yeah.
And then, so I spent 2021 angry. Like angry.
And kind of dealing with everything. The after effects. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's a very, very angry. So versus like this and being open and honest. To say, you know what, just because I'm up here, just because I'm the pastor, just because I'm preaching, doesn't mean I'm immune to this. So I got to like lean in, trust the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do, to bring things that are pure, to bring things that are lovely, bring things that are admirable.
Yes.
Into my mind to replace the anger.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. And would you say that you feel that that helped, that that was beneficial?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there's a process with it too. It's like, okay, there's like my personal quiet time, you know, my conversations with my wife. I went back to Christian counseling in that season, you know, I kind of jokingly call Christian therapy, like getting my bolts tightened. A Christian therapist who I see regularly for that. Did some inner healing work, you know, just go to different ministries just to pray and help me process some of the stuff. And even talk to my medical doctor. Is there anything I should be doing to help with this as well? Right. So all these things coming together to guard my mind. You know?
Yes, because as scripture says, we are body, mind, and spirit. Absolutely. And if any of those things are out of whack, it throws the other a little out of whack.
Exactly. Well, that's it. They're so enmeshed, right?
Yes.
So which one do you start with? Well, maybe if I start eating healthier, that'll help my mindset. Or work on my mindset, that'll help me eat better. Like, which one is it?
Yeah.
Different for everybody, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, as we're saying, and I'm actually going to do an episode on some of those other things that we can do. But I definitely think that everyone out there listening, that now more than ever, and I know people can say that, but now more than ever, we do need to be diligent. To be very conscious about taking time to, again, either read or listen to scripture. Because here's the thing, too. We can look at the way our world looks, and the reality can be one thing. But that's where scripture brings so much hope to our reality. Because even though it may be factual that things look a certain way, scriptural realities can come in and kind of trump what we're seeing, so to say.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the reality, as I always say with people, I Kevin, you strike me as someone, I'm not into these like doom and gloomer Christians. That's just not my cup of tea.
No, I watch some of those YouTube videos, but I'm not too sure they're beneficial all the time either. So
yeah, I feel like that would begin to weigh on the mind.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean, obviously, for those listening, Kevin and I, as Kevin just expressed, a darker time in his life. That doesn't mean we're sitting here saying everything is always sunshine and rainbows.
No, exactly.
But at the end of the day, we do know, that's why I say we're not doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. The gospel is, I mean, literally means the good news.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's I like to say to people, it's good news. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. And when you have that good news, even when you receive bad news mm-hmm. in life, it can at least allow a leveling of like how your emotions and mind are handling it mm-hmm. and allow things to not get too intense in a negative way. Yeah. But I just think that there's such a need for us to truly take the time and to ask ourselves, what am I entertaining? Mm-hmm. As you said, am I listening to just rant video after rant video on YouTube? Am I watching the news, which is, yes, designed to be negative and scare us? That's what keeps people coming back, sadly.
Yep.
Am I watching the news for hours on end? Mm-hmm. You know, what am I doing? Am I watching depressing TikTok videos or something like that? Am I listening to morbid music? You know, what am I entertaining in my brain?
Yeah.
And how do I counteract that?
Yeah.
And we just need to be very watchful, one, about what we are entertaining.
Yep.
And secondly, that's been the point of the show today, to take the time to actually dwell upon the good, to dwell upon pure things and lovely things. And really, all of that could just be summarized in dwelling upon God.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's how the power of God works. Right? Because when you do this, for me, in my experience, as I interact with the Bible and lead in our church, the more you see people do this type of stuff with Ephesians 4, the change becomes visible in action.
Yes.
Like, so if you're not too sure how you're doing in this, like when you say, like, am I consuming too much negativity? Well, do you see a lot of negativity coming out of you?
Yes, that's a good point.
It's your actions. Like, you know, like if I get up on a Sunday morning and preach a very angry sermon because the prophet in me would love to do that sometimes, you know, just you sinners, you know, it's like, well, was that actually edifying the body of Christ? Like, was that, you could see where my mental health is at through the actions.
Yes.
You know, if you can't get out of bed, if you're not interacting with people, you're reclusive, like all these things. So I think when you start spending this time, you might not notice the change in your actions, but everyone else around you will.
Yes.
And how do we deal with this mental health crisis? Because it really is a mental health crisis that we're in. Well, if it started with the body of Christ, really trusting in the word of God, really trusting the spirit of God to change our mind, transform us, renew our mind. And then suddenly we become agents of, you know, what's true. We become agents of what's pure. We become agents of what's noble, what's admirable, what's lovable. And suddenly you in your life become part of the solution.
Yes.
Instead of part of the problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I want that for me.
Yes.
Like, that's what I want desperately. You know, it's just to be that example. Like Paul says, follow my example as I'm following Christ.
So, yes. Follow me as I follow Christ. Yes. I totally agree. In another scripture, you probably know where it is. Sometimes I'm not the best of giving. I know it's Paul, but he talks about how all the things that were former, like all the Old Testament even is there for our encouragement mm-hmm. that we can see basically how God operated in their life and that give us comfort in our life that God is going to show up in our situation and God's grace will be sufficient for us. And God, again, even speaking of mental health, you definitely, it's why I personally love, for those of you out there, again, I like to be as practical as possible. It's why I personally start my morning by reading from the book of Psalms.
Nice.
Because David, if there was someone who struggled with depression or being down at times, being highly discouraged, whatever you want to call it, It was definitely David.
Yep.
One psalm, he's on the mountaintop singing of God's glory and love. And then the next psalm, Lord, where are you? I feel forsaken.
Yep.
And I find so much comfort mm-hmm. in even just seeing, oh, that this great man of faith, this man that Paul said did all of God's will.
Right.
This man struggled with the ups and downs too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there can just be so much encouragement, again, as Paul said, that it is all there for our encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, again, guys, for those of you out there listening, we need to, if you need encouragement, read the scripture. It will Absolutely. Encourage you in your faith and encourage you in your life. And again, in the way we think, and as a man thinks, so is he, as scripture so he is. Says.
Yeah.
So any kind of final thoughts, Kevin, on this?
I think one of the things that is helpful with this, I mean, I love the Psalms. I think that's what you just shared about that is so good. And a practice that I've started, I come back to it from time to time. I don't do it as regularly as I would like, but I was actually just doing this last week. So I actually took Psalm 16 as an example of this. And I use that as the model for my journaling.
Okay, right. Explain a little more of that.
So I grab a journal, and I don't journal every day. Like it's a seasonal thing, depending on what's going on in life and ministry. But so I take Psalm 16 that starts off, "Keep me safe, God, my God, you know, for in you I take refuge. Say to the Lord, you are my God. Apart from you, I have no good thing." Okay. And so you just start journal. What are the good things that God has given me?
Yes.
Well, first and foremost, he gave me Jesus. Okay. So the thing I actually deserve, hell, I'm not getting.
Yeah.
So yeah. Woohoo, that's a win. Okay. I deserve death. I deserve separation. So I'm getting this good thing. And then what are the other good things? Hey, I've got my family. I got my kids. I got my job. I got my health. I've got whatever. And just journal, bullet point. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Right. But then it goes on. But now there's people running after me. There's people who don't follow you, God, who are trying to devour me, right? And he goes into this section of like, not only, how does he put it here? It's so good. It's not just enemies. It's people close to you are enemies.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like your trusted advisor has turned against you. Well, where have you been hurt? Where have I been hurt? You just journal that. Oh, you know what? I'm making this up, but it's like the chair of my elders board and like, or my, whatever, my boss at work or like, or a family member who's not talking to me, that hurts. Right.
Yes.
And you just give that to God. Right. And then kind of then finishing like how David does all these Psalms and finishes it with, but I will praise you, God. Right. And he brings it back to the Lord. So it takes the example of scripture, you're reading scripture, you're praying through it, but then you kind of personalize it to say, just like exactly how you said it. Here's this great man of faith, a man after God's own heart, and his life actually does look an awful lot like mine.
Yeah.
Like, sure, my son's not trying to kill me to get my throne, but I have problems too, you know?
Yeah. We've all, that was actually the last episode. We've all gone through the valley of the shadow of death in some way.
Exactly. So that.
And so much too, Kevin, so much too. And what I heard you saying there was actually literally applying the scripture we started in Philippians with, of getting your mind to think about the lovely, about the good, and for you to begin to write that down, to write down the blessings of the Lord that we have, because so often we spend so much time focused on the things we don't have, and we don't spend enough time praising God for the things that we do have.
Absolutely.
And kind of last thing, taking multiple different scriptures, I kind of came to this, if you want to call it a formula, go for it, but it's not really a formula. Scripture says that God encompasses the praises of his people. So when God's people, those of you out there listening are God's people, as God's people begin to praise him, begin to thank him and give him glory and honor and praise, his presence comes to you. And another, so God encompasses the praises of his people. If you want God's presence, begin to praise him and his presence will come to you. Another scripture says that in his presence is the fullness of joy. So you begin to praise the Lord, you get the presence of the Lord, and as the presence of God comes into our life, the fullness of joy begins to come into our situation. And then scripture says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Mm-hmm. And I just, again, if you want to call that a formula, go for it. But back to what Kevin was doing, that is him taking the time to thank God, to praise God. And as we do that, you will be amazed. I've done it in my life where you could be down in the dumps, you could be discouraged. And if you would take the time to begin to thank God for what God has done in our life, and as the Lord's presence comes, and the Lord's presence, it's a promise in scripture, he will come where his praise is. Then you will get the fullness of joy from the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely. And that's so glad I have goosebumps just thinking about that. Because again, that's what it comes down to. It's like, even in the worst of times, you have Jesus.
Yes.
Like yes. You do, right? You're the creator of the universe. Loves
yes. Absolutely. And as it says, I believe in Hebrews, comfort yourself with this, that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, if you have nothing else, you have all you need in the Lord.
Exactly.
But Kevin, thank you so much for taking your time today. And is there anywhere you want to plug for people to maybe if they can even watch, is your church online? Can they watch you minister?
Yeah absolutely.
If you sharing where they can find you.
Yeah, not at all. So easiest way to find everything that I do is if you just go to my website, www.kevinpresso. So that's P-R-E-S-S-E-A-U-L-T. That's the good French Canadian spelling, .com. And then access to everything, all my social media, my personal Geek Out YouTube page, my church's YouTube page. Just it's kind of the one-stop shopping for everything that I do is all there.
Yes. Well, I'm going to actually, and again, thank you so much for joining. And definitely check out Kevin, go to that website and, you know, check him out, all the different places you can find him. But Kevin, if you don't mind, I'm going to let you always end in prayer. I'm going to let you say a prayer over the audience.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me pray. Well, Father God, I just thank you so much for this time together to talk about your word. I just thank you so much for this podcast. And Lord, we pray that you would use it for your glory and that you would use it to bring life and healing and light into the lives of so many people. I do pray for the person who might even be listening to this who doesn't know you or has never put their faith in you. God, I pray that even today that you would just draw them closer to you and that they would reach out with any questions or a desire to learn more about Jesus. And God, for the bride of Christ, the body of Christ who is listening, Lord, I pray that you would just guard our minds and our heart in Christ Jesus. I pray that you would bring mental wellness wherever we're at. I pray that you would bring peace that surpasses all understanding. And God, that we would just take those little steps to bring whatever is pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. Bring those things to mind and may they really get planted well into our mind and into our heart as we follow you. So God, we just praise you. We love you. And we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for that, Kevin. And thank you for every one of you out there listening to today's episode. I pray that you are all filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And that is it for today. I will catch you guys next time. God bless.